a summary of the Sicha, Parsha Lech Lecha, and Zayin Cheshvan from Volume 20. It's worthwhile to start with a story that there was a chassid that came once to the Rebbe, and he told the Rebbe after the holidays of Tishrei that he wasn't so inspired, and when he's going back home, he doesn't have what to take with him. And the Rebbe told him that he heard from the previous Rebbe that Tishrei is like the time when a person would go down to the marketplace and buy all his merchandise. When you buy a lot of merchandise in the marketplace, you come back home, and then you need time to unpack it. So he said, the holidays of Tishrei, when you come, it's you pack up, you buy up all this merchandise, you absorb it all. Now the job is, over the year, to unpack it and see where you could bring it, inspire it into your life. The Sicha begins with this idea, that on the 7th of Cheshvan, which always falls out in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's unique to that, because most holidays fall out sometimes in one Parsha, sometimes in another Parsha, but Zayin Cheshvan, the 7th of Cheshvan, always falls out in the Parsha of Lech Lecha. Regarding the 7th of Cheshvan, the Mishnah tells us what's so special about this day. This is the day that in Israel, they started to ask for rain. It says that 15 days after the holiday, in order for the last Jews that came for the holiday to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, they would have time to get home to Nahar Pras, to the Euphrates River, which was 15 days of travel, so that we asked for rain only when the last people would get back home. And this is the way the Rambam rules it, and the Shulchan Aruch rules it, the rules like this. We understand that this is not just a reason for, like, a negative reason, because I'm worried the Jews will be uncomfortable of traveling while they're traveling back home, so waiting for the last person to get home. But really the idea is because the atmosphere, the feelings of the holiday linger over for the next 15 days, as the Shach himself brings down, that Jews would be, even though the last person would get home 15 days, that means that we took with us, we still felt the feelings that we had in Israel as we were busy with all the holiday stuff, and therefore we don't ask for rain until then because we're busy with the holiday stuff. That means that the whole idea of 7th of Cheshvan is that it's the end of the time of the Aliyah L'Regel. It represents the time when we have the descent back into your worldly, material, mundane matters. Based on this, we have to understand what is the connection of Zayin Cheshvan, which always falls out as mentioned in Parsha Lech Lecha, to the Parsha Lech Lecha itself. Lech Lecha, Parsha itself, emphasizes the idea of leaving the diaspora and going into Israel. Lech Lecha, me'artzecha, me'ladcha, me'savicha, Avram, you should leave your land, your birthplace, and your father's home, and you should go to the place where I will show you, to Eretz Yisrael. Leave Haran and go to Eretz Yisrael. And even though in the Parsha it speaks about the hunger that happened in Eretz Yisrael, and Avram had to leave, Vayered Avram Mitzrayim, he had to go down, descend into Egypt, but we know that the theme of the Parsha is what the name of the Parsha is, which is Lech Lecha. And most of the Parsha actually talks about that idea of his journey in Eretz Yisrael and what happened in Israel. So what's the connection? Especially as we know that Medarf Lebe Mitzrayim, as the Rebbe said, you have to live with the time, which means you have to live with the Parsha. So how do you live with the Parsha? One end that says, leave Chutzlar to the diaspora and go into Israel. And the other hand, Zayin Cheshvan says, leave Eretz Yisrael and go into the diaspora, which is the right way how to go for this whole thing. Now, the idea of a Jew going away from the Beis HaMikdash, there's a certain advantage to this. What does that mean? You're going to fulfill your mission of making a dwelling place, to serve Hashem even in your material things. Like, kol ma'asecha liyu l'shem shemayim. All your actions should be for heavenly sake. And kol derechecha de'eu. All the things that you do, all your ways should be for Hashem. And that's not possible to do when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're in Yerushalayim, in the time of the holiday. Only when you go back home in the material things. So from the 7th of Cheshvan, you're able to actually elevate the darkness, and the greater light comes out of the greater darkness, comes from the darkness. Like the descent of your soul into this world comes only through going into this descent into this world. The problem with that is why this does not suffice, because the actual literal story of Lech Lecha means leaving the diaspora and going into Israel. How does that fit if the whole purpose is going home to elevate the world and make that into a dwelling place for Hashem? Then what's the connection with the Parsha, which seems to be the other direction? To understand this, you have to understand what does it mean, the difference when you're standing in front of Hashem, as the expression is, Lifnei Hashem, when you're in the temple, to when you go back into your material worlds. To understand this, you have to understand the difference between a hired worker and a messenger. A hired worker means that you're always working in the presence of your boss. If you're not in his presence, you're certainly connected with his belongings, his nechasim. A messenger, a shliach, is different. A shliach, when you're a messenger, you're actually being sent away from the person who sent you, and you're going to fulfill your mission, you're accomplishing it. Now, when you're a shliach, it's not even about you. It's not you that accomplished anything. It's the person who sent you that's getting all the accomplishment there. And that's the difference of a hired worker and a messenger. When a messenger does it, all the credit goes to his mishaleach, who sent him. And this is really the spiritual difference here, of the difference when I'm lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, in the place, when you're in front of Hashem, you're like a hired worker, to when you're going out into the world, into your commerce world, into your family and the material world, then you become to the level of a shliach. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash, it's about you serving Hashem. There's a satisfaction for you. I'm going to see godliness. I'm going to experience the 10 miracles that you see in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to be in the place of the Shekhinah, the divine presence. So it's all about me. When I go back home, it's not about me. It's about the mission that God put for me to do. So now understanding Lech Lecha, you're understanding it in a deeper way. It's not just going for the material world into Eretz Yisrael. It's now going into Eretz Yisrael where you're absorbing it all from the messenger, from the hired worker level, where it's about me, like Avraham Avinu, it says, the difference of when he was in the diaspora to when he was in Eretz Yisrael. When he was in the diaspora, it was he that recognized that there's a God. It was all about his own intellectual. It was like that hired worker, it all made sense. And that's why he went out to try to convince people to serve only one God. But then Hashem said, I'm moving you now into another level. I'm making you lech lecha me'atzcha. I'm sending you in a mission. And this is my commandment to you. Now Avram's serving God as a commandment of God. It's not about his recognition of that he understood anything. So now he moved into the level of shliach. And this is what it means now of Zayin Cheshvan, the same point. Zayin Cheshvan means going into the world, fulfilling the mission that you absorbed and got while you were gaining your satisfaction feelings when you were in the temple in Jerusalem, which is something that even after the temple, the Rebbe brings down from the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch, that we also don't ask for rain until the seventh of Cheshvan, because people still, till today, get together and go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, etc. And then we move into the level of taking the spiritual substance and bringing it back into the world, where you bring it into the material substances of the world, and you're now doing it only as a shliach from Hashem. So really, in essence, it's the same theme. Zayin Cheshvan means I become that level where I'm bringing the godliness that I've got to the world. And what does it mean, Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha? Yes, in a technical point, it's from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. But what it means is that he's taking the level of Chutz La'aretz, which means his level of recognition, his intellectual capacity of enjoyment, and then moving into the level of doing it only because Hashem told him to do this. When we do this like this way, then it's a shliach Hashem. We become connected to Hashem. We become one entity with Hashem. We become united with Hashem. Tzavsa v'chibur, the niver with the bar, the creation with the creator. And that becomes the preparation to bind the higher worlds and the lower worlds that happen in the Matan Torah. Because that's the time we got all the commands. So what's the lesson that we take out from this? The seventh, the Cheshvan, when it always falls out on Lech Lecha, teaches us that even in the time of exile, when it's a time when we have to go and get involved, and we go out from the place of the holiness, and we go out into the worldly matters, don't get depressed about this. Don't be melancholy about this, God forbid. On the contrary, you should be gratefully joyful, simcha gedolah, knowing that with this you become the shliach of Hashem, the shluch shladim k'maisi mamash, literally the messenger of Hashem to fulfill the obligation and responsibility to make a dwelling place for Hashem. And this will bring the revelation into the entire world with the complete redemption and the true redemption with Mashiach Tzidkenu, when we're going to be able to see the glory of Hashem with our own flesh, and will be one with the word of Hashem. And this comes in Parshas Lech Lecha in a Sicha of Tavshin Mem Aleph.